Will there be World War III according to Bible prophecy?
All right, that's a good question. On our second night, who of you were here on the second night when we dealt with the return of the king, the true version? Let me see your hands. Quite many of you. We looked at some of the signs of Jesus coming. And one of those signs, if you remember, was there would be wars and rumors of wars. The Bible said kingdom will rise against kingdom. So what we do know from Bible prophecy is there will be wars. But what we don't know is the exact time or exact event of those wars. World War I and II were not predicted as to the date and the place or that kind of thing, and neither is World War III. But what I do believe is that we find a war in the end of time that is not only a physical war, but a very spiritual war in which everyone will be involved. And maybe we can just go to that passage for a moment. And if you would like to follow along with me, that's found in Revelation chapter 16. Revelation chapter 16. And, well, you could call it World War III. It's at least all nations are involved in this war. And it is a spiritual war. It's concerning worship. Who will we worship? We've seen that that is indeed the issue and the theme of Revelation. Revelation chapter 16. And I'm going to just read here from verse 13. And as Doug already said, of course, we're not able to go in depth into all these questions because we have a lot to cover. If you have more questions afterwards, you can just come to me. Revelation 16, beginning in verse 13, the Bible says, "And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, out of the mouth of the false prophet." We've spoken about these in our prophecy seminar so far. Verse 14, "For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and to the whole world to gather them to the battle." So here's the whole world is gathered unto a battle to the great day of God Almighty. And then verse 16 says, "And he gathered them together in a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon." So here is a spiritual war, and it may have some physical element as well, but it's especially a spiritual war when it comes to who will we worship. And the Bible says that the whole world will be gathered together in this great battle, and there will be miracles will be wrought, and the spirit of devils will be working, but we can be sure that God will be at work as well. What do you say? And we can be on His side, and when we are on His side, definitely we're on the winning side. Mm.
I think that's one important point to bring out, Daniel. While we know of the horrors of World War I and World War II, just also remember that when there was a terrible flood, that there was an ark. Amen. And people were able to be in that ark. And so it is with Christ. He is a refuge and He's stronger than World War III.
Amen.
Let's rest on that.